For undocumented workers who came to the U.S. illegally, there isn't a current pathway to citizenship. Many Republicans right now are stressing for immigration reform, but nothing long-term has been proposed at the moment. From a farmer's perspective, how do you deal with having workers who work full-time, many of whom want to legally get papers but can't?
A farm worker applies for a job on a farm. They do have to present documentation. The farm has to accept that as though it is legal. You know, they're not in the business of trying to figure out what may be a forged document and what isn't. That is left to immigration enforcement. But that's also where the challenge comes in. If I should step up on a farm and look at the farm records and determine who may be on the farm legally and who may be here illegally. That's a dramatic loss to the farm. It's a dramatic loss to the farm worker who may be taken away from their family. So there aren't many alternatives if someone did cross the border illegally and now they're in this country and they're like, what do I do now? Because I want to stay here. So that's why some kind of comprehensive immigration plan has to take that into account. It has to adjust the status for those workers who are already here and find some kind of pathway for them to remain here to do the work that's needed and the work that they want to do. And we have been advocating to have that as part of a larger immigration reform package.